Menachos Perk Test Mishnah Base 9-2. The Mishnah goes on now to discuss the measuring devices used in the base of Mikdash for measuring liquids. Says the Mishnah, Sheva Midos Shelach Hayuva Mikdash. There were a total of 7 different sizes of measuring devices used in the base of Mikdash for measuring liquids. The first is the hin. Now, the number 7 that the Mishnah listed is based on tradition. They had a tradition there should be specifically 7 different sizes. And that being the case, the Mishnah enumerates how there some of these measuring devices weren't necessarily necessary anymore, but we needed them to get to a total of 7. And the first is the hin. The hin is a large measure. It's measured in the Chumash. The hin was not used in Mishnaic times. The hin was basically equal to 12 lugin, so about 6 liters, a little almost, 2 gallons, roughly. And it was used in the time of the Mishkan by Moshe Rabbeinu to create the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, which was used to inaugurate the base of Mikdash, anoint the Kelim then. But it was sort of a one-time event. It was later on used, the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu created was used in subsequent generations in Bais Rishon to anoint kings from the Davidic line, to anoint the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, the functionary, the Kohen who functions as part of like the army. But there was no Shemen HaMishcha by Sheni's time in the Second Temple period. Be that as it may, there's actually a separate prohibition from the Torah to create the Shemen HaMishcha again. So one may not create it again. This really is a one-time event. Nevertheless, the tradition was we had a hin measuring device in the Beis HaMikdash since then, and because the tradition to have 7, it continued. Then you have 6 more. They are the chatzi hin, the half a hin, shlish is a hin, the third of a hin, revius a hin, the quarter of a hin. Then you have the lug. A lug is smaller. We said there's a hin is 12 lugin. That would mean, of course, that the half hin is 6, and the third hin is 4, and the quarter hin is 3 lugin. Then you have a single lug, the chatzi lug, and the revius a lug, the whole lug, the half lug, and the quarter lug. That's a total of 7. What these were used for, the Mishnah will enumerate in the next Mishnah. But the point is, you have a total of 7. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, however, did not have that tradition. He said there's no such tradition, according to what I've learned in my Masorah, that they need to have 7 separate sizes. And therefore, frankly, you could do with much fewer, perhaps even just 1. So he says, Shenasos Hayu Vahin. There was a hin measurement, but it was like graduated. It had markings on it to show you Ad Kan Lapar, you fill it up to this height for the par. A par gets half of a hin in terms of the wine and the oil. So that's the mark for the par. And then Ad Kan La'ayil, a separate marking would show you where to fill it up for a ram, because that was a third of a hin. Ad Kan La'keves, and here is if you're going to do a lamb, it's a quarter of a hin of oil or wine. So use the other marking. According to Rashi, actually, all 7 of the amounts listed in the Mishnah were all marked off on that single large container with sort of different markings. According to Tosos, no, it was just the big hin measures and the fractions of a hin that were measured on the hin measurement, but the 3 lugin ones had a separate, because of course a lug being much smaller, it would be hard to measure precisely with a small amount like that. Okay, be that as it may, we have a third opinion, Rabbi Shimon. Now, Shimon's opinion is that he had a tradition. You needed to have 7 measuring sizes. However, there was no hin according to him, because it wasn't useful. Therefore, he's going to have to add another 7th in its place. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo hayasham hin. No, no, says he. There was never a hin measuring cup in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chi meh haya hin l'shamish. What would be the point of that, says Rabbi Shimon. It's a rhetorical question. What would the hin be doing? There's no recipe that requires a hin. Ela midi yaseret shalogu mechtza haisa. There was another 7th size, which was the 1.5 lug. Sheba haya moded l'minchas kohen gadol. They use that to measure out the oil for the Kohen Gadol's mincha. You recall the mincha's chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So it required a total of 3 lugin, but it was on half of the morning in the afternoon. So says the Mishnah, lugu mechza b'boker v'lugu mechza b'in arbayim. 1.5 lugin were in the morning, 1.5 lugin in the afternoon, and therefore you had a measuring cup that was, that 1.5 lug size. That's the Mishnah says, the halacha, says the Rambam, like the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon's approach is a little hard to understand because the Gemara ends up saying that those 12 loaves, I'll call them, of the Minchas Chavitin, each one had their own separate like oil portion. So while it's true that in aggregate 6 of them together had 1.5 lugin, But like the way it was done, you had like a quarter loaf for each of the loaves. So it's a little hard to understand why that 1.5 was necessary. But Bila's made that was sheets of Rabbi Shimon. Halacha follows Tanakama, that there were 7, but one of the 7 was the hin.